This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Schrope. The top United Nations court on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate, which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders.
Police say a young missionary couple from the U.S. are among three killed by gunmen in Haiti's capital. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A police official says the young couple, identified on Facebook by relatives as Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were ambushed along with a third person as they left a church in Port-au-Prince after a youth activity. They were taken to two different houses and then gangs started shooting through the windows, according to a Facebook post. The couple and a third victim, a man identified as Jude, worked for a group called Missions in Haiti. Natalie Lloyd's father, Missouri State Representative Ben Baker, writes that his heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. He says his daughter and son-in-law went to heaven together. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Eastern Europe next week as concerns mount about Russia's advances in Ukraine, potential Russian interference in neighboring Moldova, and pro-Moscow legislation being promoted in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. The State Department said Friday that Blinken would visit the Moldovan capital on Wednesday before attending a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Prague on Thursday and Friday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News.